Nashville, June 25. Marblehead Horn, a sentimental small businessman, greengrocer, had cultivated 4 proud, jungle-thick inches of hair directly over his son's skull. He cared for it like a private gardener for 13 years, then gave his young son the choice of whether or not to keep it. Jimmy Horn kept it. This haircut wasn't the modern natural look, but an old-time style from the early days of Reconstruction Nashville. From the unpromised land days just before Tennessee passed the very first of the Jim Crow laws. It was near the shape of a kidney bean, but singular-looking, and somewhat impressive on Jimmy. People generally liked the burr, as it was called. I did. One Eastern political consultant named Santo Massimino didn't like it at all. He told Jimmy it would lose him all of Eastern Tennessee, and he was right. He asked him to get it barbered before he started his campaign for the United States Senate. He assured the mayor that he knew how hard it would be for him, and Jimmy Horn assured him that he didn't know any such thing. Barbara Robinson was cute in a bizarre way, like an old, old blackbird, close up, with its little gray-black crew cut. He played his razor strap with an ancient but gleaming straight razor. He rocked the spindly knees lost somewhere in his baggy trousers, gummed his old yellow-bone teeth over and over.
"Yes, indeedy," he finally spoke. "My main baby is back in Nigeria."
Jimmy Horn smiled a crooked smile and slapped the old-timer's butt as they passed like familiar dancing partners in mid-shop. "Your baby is getting old before his time," the mayor affected another friendly grin. "I have gray hair." He was setting up a punchline, a sad truth. "On my balls." The old man roared and tossed his little head back as an afterthought. "If you be old, Jimmy Horn, I must be dead." He hustled over to his money drawer and brought back shiny black-handled scissors to trim the mayor's hair. He smiled with his tiny black bird's head low to the red leather of the barber's chair. "Regular trim?" Horn shook the burr in reply. He fluttered his lips. He coughed into his fist. "Have you ever heard," he asked the old man, "of a political consultant?" Barbara Robinson gave the question some thought.
"No, I haven't."
Rarely looking up, preferring to watch ambitious weevils crawl walls in a lidded mayonnaise jar, the mayor told his barber about Santo Massimino's request. When the bull jive was completed, Horn watched the barber shuffle away to sit in a straight-backed chair by the door. He looked out to the street. He looked over the backs of 2 autographed photos of Horn on display in his front window, over the back of an old Vitalis poster, over a new Afro-Sheen one, and a new red, white, and blue basketball reputedly autographed by the Memphis Tams. The old man relit a camel stub off his countertop and smoked as if it was stinging him. Pot-bellied little boys were playing stickball past his face out the door. It was buggy summer. Jimmy Horn thought that the feel of the room was like a veterans' hospital. Rubbing his palm back and forth over his short peppercorn hair, the old man said very softly, "Shit." Then flicking his butt to the middle of the dirt sidewalk, he said, "Fuck me in the rear end." Still ignoring the mayor, shaking to the naked eye, the old barber stood rigid-backed and began patting talcum powder up and down his skinny knobbed arms. He started another camel, then quickly saved it back on the counter by the mora bean. He carefully turned on the zenith, and the protruding orange tubes blinked, blinked, then caught. He swiped at a pinstriped bib and faced the mayor with a fierce, smothering look about his eyes, with redness and tears. "Shit in my pants," he said. Jimmy Horn nodded, then he looked straight ahead at the chalky mare. He saw the burr. The familiar, friendly burr. Not a kidney bean. Not a vote obstructor. He recalled photographs featuring the burr. Reflections of it. Its shadow at night. His furry hat.